Amen, Sister Rita. Sunday!
That's right.
What are you doing, buddy?
Thomas was going to sing. I think he backed out.
I've done this one before, but we'll do it again. I think I got a little better at it now than I did the first time.
Amen. Singing that song, one day,
yeah,
be leading a parade. Old song says about the saints marching in. We'll go marching in, and praise God, we'll be leading a parade. Hallelujah. I'm glad that Jesus made it possible we could go marching in. Amen.
Right.
Heaven was out of my reach. It wasn't like I could figure out some way up there. He made a way called a new and living way. And that's where I'm going, amen.
Amen.
I know others think they're going to go another way, but they're going to find out, buddy. God doesn't, He doesn't receive none but His. No way but His way. It's His way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
He said even if you could climb up some other way, and they're trying it out, they're shooting missiles up there and spaceships up there and trying to figure out a way to put a ladder up there. Jesus said even if you could climb up there, you'd be counted as a thief and a robber, and you'd be thrown out.
That's right.
Oh my. Bethel Baptist Church is starting today a jubilee.
Yes.
It'll go all the way to Wednesday. Starting Tuesday morning, they'll have morning services that'll start at 9 o'clock, maybe 9:30. I'll be there at 9 no matter what. I want to be there a little early anyway. They have donuts and coffee, and you know what? I want to get in on that just like I want to get in on the preaching. But on the night services, they'll start at 6:30. They'll have plenty of singing, so don't worry about it if you don't get there exactly on 6:30. And they'll have some good singing. Brother Kenny Calloway will be there Wednesday night. And Kenny told Brother Rick, he said, "Let me just put it to you like this, Brother Rick." He said, "I can't see out of one eye, and I'm blind in the other eye."
Yeah.
But he still loves the Lord.
Amen.
And he still wants to sing, give praise to God. Amen. And I'm hoping, if the Lord be willing, I'd like to be there. Amen. Get in on some of that. There'll be big name preachers there. There won't be no little names like old Brother Eddie. But there'll be some big name preachers in there. I'm like Brother Donnie was talking about this morning, going over at Shoney's. I like to sup it up. Amen. So I'm going to slop the whole hog over there. As much as I can get in on it, and come over and give y'all some of it, amen. I'll share. I'll bring some with me when I come back. We're experiencing some trouble on the Wednesday night. It's getting dark so early. Brother Ed, you care to bring me a bottle of water, brother? On the Wednesday night services, even past Wednesday, with us starting at 5, we're pushing it really to get out before it gets dark, so we're going to try to cut it up a little short, I guess, make our services a little short. Me and Brother Ed, we just sang one song, and we struggled through it, but we'll sing one song. But we're teaching out of the book of Job, and it is very popular. A lot of people have downloaded that teaching on the book of Job. Must be a lot of people going through a lot of trouble right now.
Yeah.
But it's been very popular, the teaching on the book of Job. We're teaching on Sunday mornings out of the book of Genesis, and it's been really good too. I really enjoyed Brother Mark preaching our homecoming service.
Amen.
Message on hell, which has been downloaded more than any service thus far this year. And you know, I don't want nobody to go to hell.
No.
And Mark mentioned about some guy, as he's preaching that day, mentioned about some guy holding up a sign that said, "I want to go to hell." Old Brother Eddie doesn't need to be around that kind of guy, because I'm going to fall down and I'll say, "Oh God, would you please grant this guy's request and just kill him right now and send him to hell as I'm praying for him. Grant his petition." I got a feeling that guy might get a little cold feet there, Jerry. He probably say, "Hold on a minute there, preacher. Hey, let's talk about this." You know, they say that. But I'll tell you right now, people in hell don't want nobody to come there.
No.
They want us to somehow reach them. They want them to somehow get saved.
Yeah.
Lest they end up in this place called hell. Hell's not no laughing matter. Now, I preach about hell quite a bit myself. Not much here, but I'll tell you what, you put me around a bunch of lost people and see what happens. I know y'all are all good and saved. I'm glad y'all are, amen.
Yeah.
I'm kind of enjoying it myself. But there was a time when I was on that road, Brother James. Mm-hmm. I was on my way to hell. And you know what? To go to hell, you have to figure out some way around the cross. Mm-hmm. There was a cross in my way, Brother Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't get to hell because of the cross.
Right.
Now, there are some so determined that they're going to get around that cross and they're going to make it. Sadly, a lot of them have done it. The way things are looking nowadays, I think more may be going there than ever has been. Brother Jerry, they've figured out new ways to go to hell. Fentanyl, out of here.
Yeah.
Stabbing. Shooting. Run on with cars. All kind of ways. Young people going to hell.
Yeah.
Old people going to hell.
That's right.
But I'll tell you what, on going to hell, you'll have to figure out some way to get around the cross. I'm glad the cross was in my way.
Amen.
As I was on my way to hell.
Amen.
We're going to take our text today out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I appreciate all that are here this morning. Amen. This is October the 2nd. Another year done flying by. It's dry outside. The Word of God says a rebellious people dwell in a dry land. And America's getting somewhat rebellious. When I say America's getting somewhat rebellious, let me clarify that just a little bit. Our schools, our children, they need to be taught reading, writing, arithmetic. They need to be taught how to get along. I mean, I got enough whoopings because I couldn't get along. Ain't nothing like a good butt-busting girl. Got me straightened out. I learned how to get along.
Amen.
I found out it wasn't about Eddie Wade. It was about everybody, including Eddie Wade. So they got me straightened. I learned how to get along, James. I mean, them trips to the principal's office, when they come over here to come, Eddie Wade come to the principal's office, you're already trying to find something to put in your back pocket. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you, it didn't take long. Jimmy, old brother Eddie got in line. But our schools now, and you listen real good, in New Jersey, they made it mandatory that you teach elementary children about anal sex in the classroom or lose your job. Mandatory. In New Jersey. In California. If you can somehow make it to California, your parents no longer have a say. You can take hormone therapy. You can have gender altercations. I mean, the sky's the limit. If you can make it to California, you see, they've been indoctrinating all of our children in our schoolrooms. And they got to learn the pronouns now. And I'm not really wanting to stay long in this area here. But I'm just saying that, you know, a lot of things are the reason it's so dry in America right now.
Yeah.
The Bible says righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, and that includes America. And I want to preach about the cross today, so let me get off of that. I can't believe that they're doing that in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm all for taking up arms. I'm not kidding you. They're mandatory, civil, making teachers teach young children about anal sex. I'm not for that. I'm all for teaching them about reading, writing, arithmetic.
Right.
I don't even care if they want to teach them algebra. But we don't need to be teaching that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting in verse 18, we'll read down to the end of the chapter. Paul says here to the church at Corinth, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish." I used to be one of these.
Yeah.
And I thought it was foolishness.
Yeah.
And Brother Ed, they think it's foolish even today.
Yeah, that's right.
"For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved." I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen, Lord.
"It is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?" You know, the world's got a lot of instance now going to college.
Yeah.
And they think I'm illiterate, because, and I have been to college, but I was smarter before I went to college than I was when I got out.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You got to go to school for a lot of years to where you don't know what gender you are. There's something wrong with our schools, man.
Amen.
I'm just telling you, they're teaching the wrong stuff. And it says, "But after in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. God winks at the wisdom of this world and commands men everywhere to repent, Acts 17:30. And the weakness of God is stronger than men. Men, they've got the wrong idea about God. They think they're going to take over heaven. Satan said, I'll ascend up into the Most High. I'll make my throne above the Most High. He got thrown out.
Right.
He thought he was going to take over heaven and find out, buddy, he got a place called hell. It was made for him.
Yeah.
And the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, I have been called to preach. How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. I meet every one of those qualifications. I'm dumb in a box of rocks. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, the base things of the world, and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. I'm going to heaven by the grace of God.
Amen.
Anyway, it ain't got a thing to do with this salvation. Right. Other than I did repent,
amen,
I did receive, and I want you to know, praise God, it was Jesus Christ that saved this old sinner right here. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Yeah.
We'll stop our reading right there. I'm preaching today on the cross. We'll go to God in prayer. Father, we thank You already, Lord, for the subject of the message today. Thank You, Lord, for Lord, today that You took up Your cross, went to a place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, Calvary. And there, Lord, You gave Your life a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Lord, there are people before me right now that appreciate the cross, that are thankful, Lord, for the cross. Lord, we pray, God, today that, Lord, we could somehow be a blessing. Lord, somehow, Lord, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech, that those that have not met You, those that are enemies of the cross, those that are offended by the cross may somehow be drawn to the cross. We pray that they might get salvation, our Lord, by knowing You personally, Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And Lord, help our country, Lord, our leaders, Lord. I think they're more about money than they are about anything else. Help us, Lord, I pray, to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Bless this little church always. May it have a tender place in Your heart.
Yes.
And Lord, pray You help us to be fruitful. Not only be fruitful, but bear the right fruit. In Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Before I get to preaching here, let me say, on the ballot in November in Kentucky, there's going to be two amendments to the Constitution of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I vote yes on both of them. I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just trying to tell you what they are. One of them's about legalizing abortion in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is about rigging the election. I don't remember exactly how that one goes. I will get better information and convey that to you. But you need to vote yes on both the amendments for Kentucky. I'm not for abortion. All it is murder.
Right.
It's the silent scream. You know they don't pull the baby's head out so the mother can't hear the scream of the aborted baby. I don't want to go any further than that. But the other one is about election integrity. I just want to count my vote.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be cast. I want it to be legitimate. I don't have to win. I just want to have a vote.
Right.
And I want it to count. If I don't win, I don't win. But I've had it up to here with this fraudulent election system that we've somehow adopted. So anyway, vote yes on both them two commandments. I'm just trying to tell you, you need to do your homework. Look up the information about Amendment 1, Amendment 2.
Yeah.
And if you're in favor like me, please consider voting yes on them too. We're preaching today about the cross. Paul claimed not to know any other except Jesus Christ and Him crucified in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. But the cross, it's an offense to a lot of people. They want to get rid of the cross. I know that you've seen all the effort being put forth to take the cross out. Anybody ever heard of Arlington Cemetery?
Yes.
They took every single tombstone out.
Yes, they did.
Because it was shaped in a cross. They had one person, Bonnie, that was offended by that. So on behalf of one, they removed them all, James. Took every single headstone out and put a square one in its place. Offense of the cross. I've been seeing a lot of these great big crosses on the side of the road. I really like them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having one out there by this church. Amen. Yeah. If I knew how to build one, we'd have one. I'll tell you right now, I like them. Great big white metal crosses. They look good. I remember taking my daughter down to Tennessee with me. I was going down there to buy a trailer. Right before you get to Knoxville, there's a great big one up on the right.
Yeah.
She seen it from a long distance. Brother James, she started weeping. She said, "Who put that cross up there?" I said, "God did, honey."
Yeah,
just so we'd be reminded that He went to the cross for us. I'm telling you, every time we take communion, we're trying to remember what happened at the cross.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, He that was without sin died for me so that I could go free. I want you to know I got my salvation because somebody went to the cross for me.
Yeah, that's right.
The message, Brother Ed. It's a dear message, but others don't like it. Right. Others want it silenced. They don't want to hear about the cross.
Right.
They don't want preaching on the cross.
Right.
But we need preaching on the cross.
Amen.
My pastor said he gets under conviction about preaching, not preaching on the cross enough. I don't know how we could preach on it enough, but I'm like him. Boy, we need to be drawn to the cross.
Yeah.
They don't want crosses. They want them removed today. They want a different message preached. Amen. Paul mentioned in Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. I can't even read my own writing here. But he talked about the offense of the cross. Let me see what I'm telling you, early this morning, their granddaughter had all kinds of stay all night. Girls everywhere. I tried to find a place to pray. Everywhere I went, this girl piled up asleep. They must have had a sleepover last night. But Paul here, he talked about enemies. That's what I was trying to read my writing here. We got enemies of the cross. But there's only one message of salvation in the Bible, and it's the message of the cross. It's first mentioned in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God's rebuking the serpent, and He said, "I'll put enmity between your seed and her seed."
Right.
He said, "Hey, she's going to bruise your head every time I see a snake." You know the first thing I want to do, James? I want to find something and bruise that head. Donnie, we down there hunting. There he is down there in Indiana, I guess, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I see that little old cow snake over there. You know, I'm over picking up flint. Donnie comes behind me, grabbed a stick, and when that thing come down the woods, he said, "I got it." But you know what? But God said, "I'll put enmity between your seed and her seed."
Yeah.
And He said, "He'll bruise your head." That's what Donnie did.
Amen.
He bruised that head. I mean, that snake looked like that one on BC. That woman's always a beating him crooked. That's what he was doing. Amen.
Amen, bro.
And He said, not only will he bruise your head, He said, "Thou shalt bruise his heel," making a reference to the cross where they nailed Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Amen. To the cross. They pierced His hands and His feet. It was first mentioned, amen, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Yes.
We talked about it this morning in our Sunday school lesson this morning. But the first sight of the cross is in Genesis chapter 22, verse 14, where Abraham said, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." The cross was put on that hill Golgotha, that place of the skull called Calvary. Abraham, the Bible said, rejoiced to see the day of Jesus.
Amen.
In John chapter 8, I'm telling you, buddy, he saw it. Jesus said, verse 56, you know, the cross, the message of the cross all through the Bible. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 32, Brother Donnie.
Yes.
He said, "And I, if I be lifted up."
Yes.
You see, Jesus, he couldn't put himself on the cross.
Right.
Brother James, he delivered himself into the hands of saints.
Right.
He said in John chapter 6, he said, "If I not chosen you 12 and one of you is the devil,"
yeah,
he had to be betrayed.
Yes, he did.
But he got betrayed, got sold for 30 pieces of silver, mentioned all through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "If I be lifted up, Brother Jerry," he said, "I'll draw all men unto me." I was drawn to him.
Yeah.
Drew me,
amen,
Brother Ed, with cords of love.
Thank you.
Oh, I was contrary.
Thank you.
Maybe Brother James, not Brother Ed. I was drawn to him.
Yeah.
The message of the cross, it got through.
Yeah.
Hey, it squeezed my old stony heart.
Amen.
Lord, not the crust off, amen. That message of the cross, hey, it gave me a fleshly heart instead of an old stony heart.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Ed, that's kind of like that. That guy played the Wild Wild West, put that 9-volt battery on his shoulder and said, "Knock it off right there." That's old Brother Eddie. Yeah, I was one of them kind. You know what? Hey, you better watch yourself around old Brother Eddie. I'm glad Jesus didn't watch himself. I'm glad he trespassed. I'm glad he intruded, amen, upon me. Hey, listen, that message of the cross, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me."
Amen.
Old Brother Eddie got drawn in there, amen.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, he come in this world to save sinners, amen.
Yeah.
Jesus told Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Numbers 21, verse 8, Jesus said, he said, "So must I be lifted up." And the message, verse 9, was, "Look and live," amen. Hey, April 27, 1988, I took a look to Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, he fixed the problem. Hey, he paid my sin debt, gave me eternal life. He set me free, glory to God.
Amen.
Message of the cross.
Yeah.
Oh my. The cross would deliver you from bondage. Hey, I couldn't deliver myself.
No, that's right.
Egypt down there. Israel down there in Egypt, Bonnie. They said hard bondage.
Hard bondage. Yeah.
Made them cry, Carol.
Yeah.
They's crying out, "Somebody help me."
Uh-huh.
Only no one that can help.
Right.
Brother Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
Bible said vain to help a man. The government means well. They can't help.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is make it worse.
That's it.
Somebody said a camel was a horse designed by Congress. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. They sure do mess things up.
Yeah.
Y'all notice all the horns and barrels on the highway?
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get rid of them? You get what I'm trying to say? On most of these roads, I'm saying there ain't nothing wrong with them. I guess they just want to slow down. I can't figure it out. Perfectly good roads. They're tearing all the pieces.
Side
look, I'm all for progress. I just like to see some. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they're making any progress. But boy, Jesus did.
Yes, amen.
Oh my. He made, I'm telling you, buddy, he made it right for me. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, they was in hard bondage, Brother Ed.
Yes.
And they cried out to God because of their bondage.
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 14 mentioned about their bondage. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23, where they cried out. And God sent down to them Moses, and he sent unto them, Brother Donnie, the message of the cross.
Yes.
You know what he told them? He said, "Take some blood."
Yeah.
He said, "Put a little bit right there."
Mm.
He said, "Brother Ed, put a little bit right there."
Yeah.
He said, "Put a little bit right up." I know the Catholic, they got to do this, but look, the message of the cross was their door. Had to have a cross on it.
Yeah, right.
Had to have some blood on it.
Amen.
When they come out that door, Brother James is free.
Yeah.
No more. They come out high hand, shouting.
Yeah.
Hey, they come out rich. They borrowed all kind of money. That's why I borrow money today.
Yeah.
I told them to borrow money. I said, "Amen." Man, how well kind of hope in the Lord come pretty quick. I like to leave my debt to the devil. You talking about breaking his back here, man. And every month's a miracle. I don't know how in the world I make it. But hey, listen, they was in bondage. They come out free.
Oh, yeah.
They come out with a high hand.
Yeah.
They come out singing. They come out shouting. But listen, it took a cross to get them out of that bondage.
Yeah, that's right.
How's that over my head? is sin. Thank God for the cross. Amen. Hey, I wanted out of my bondage. Hey, listen, they come out by the way of the cross. I come out of mine by the way of the cross. Amen. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. And I want you to know in Exodus chapter 12, verse 7, they come out, amen. They come out free indeed. I'm telling you, the cross is all about getting out of bondage, amen. Now, religion says do this, do that. Salvation says done.
Amen.
It's done.
It's done.
I mean, ain't nothing I can do. Do you accept it and enjoy it and benefit from it? Or you keep on trying to work your way to heaven and justify yourself in the sight of God? Let me help you with that. The Bible said man in his best state is altogether vanity. In Psalms chapter 39, I believe it's verse 7. I may not have got that verse right, but I think it is. Either verse 7 or verse 4. It says there's none good, no, not one, none that doeth good, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Good luck with all that work.
Yeah.
Jesus come to do away. He finished it at the cross.
Yeah.
He said it's finished. It's finished for us.
Yeah.
He didn't make a down payment, Bonnie. He didn't say, Brother Eddie, I'm going to set you up on installments. He said, Brother Eddie, paid in full, buddy.
It's finished, brother.
Amen. Hallelujah. I might owe a lot of debt, but one debt I don't know for about it. I need a record. Joel set my records on high. I want you to know the record book of Brother Hetty. It says paid in full by the blood of Jesus. He shouted the cross. Hey, and he don't owe nothing. He's free as free can be. Amen. Hallelujah. The cross will get you out of bondage.
Amen.
Amen. The cross will also satisfy you, Sister Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thirsty woman, St. John chapter 4.
Oh, yeah.
She, like all the rest of us, she goes to the well, you know.
Yeah.
Jesus showed up at that well.
Yeah, he did.
And he said, you drink of this water.
Yeah.
He said, you're going to thirst again. That's he right. said, but I can give you some water and you'll never thirst again.
Right.
Now, hypothetically, what he's saying there may have went over her head. But you know how women, I would hear about bargain. She said, Lord, give me some of that water.
That's right.
I'm glad I got some of it.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, why give somebody a drink, Brother Evan? You give them the well, you know what I mean? She said, I like the sound of that. Speak on, amen. He had drunk a little bit, said, go get your husband. She got a little feathers ruffled there. I ain't got a husband. He said, you answered right. Had five and one. You got 9 inch your own. Rick said she met number 7, that perfect husband. And praise God. But anyway, she was thirsty. I was thirsty before I got saved. I tried this. I tried that. I got me some of these. I got me some of that. And I got this. Somebody said, get you some of this. I got some of that. I have to admit, them Buckeye back there pretty good. I know I've got one. I told Donnie, I said, if you got any sense about you at all, you get one too, amen. I love peanut butter cookies. So I got me a peanut butter cookie and a Buckeye. But you know what? Even though it was good, it still couldn't satisfy my need. You know what? I'm going to get hungry again.
Yeah.
I'm going to get thirsty again. And I drank enough past Blue Ribbon beer. I'm not advertising for past Blue Ribbon beer. I drank enough past Blue Ribbon beer to float a battleship. Or to sink one. Either one you want to call it. The water was deep enough to sink it in.
Yeah.
But it didn't satisfy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I had a thirst.
Yeah.
I didn't have an assist on how to satisfy it. But I tried. And somebody said, Brother, you try this. I tried it.
Yeah,
right. Did anybody tell you try this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Somebody said, Eddie, won't you try Jesus? You're talking about making a difference.
Yeah.
I was satisfied immediately.
Yeah.
I'm talking about my thirst was no more.
That's right.
Hey, we're talking a done deal. Man, I would have set me up a lemonade stand. If you want to be satisfied, all you got to do is drink from this well right here. You'll never have to worry about getting thirsty again.
That's right.
But you see, the world don't like the message of the cross. They don't want to hear about Jesus, but they need Jesus. They need somebody, Brother Head, to tell them about Jesus.
Right.
Hey, I had a dream the other day. I don't know why I had this dream.
I have them every now and then.
Amen.
And I come up on this bunch of people, Brother Danny, and they's holding scripture signs. Now, that's all right, Brother Eddie's out. That's what I did for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Up on the square for holding signs. Mm-hmm. And preaching on the public square. And in this dream, I went over there trying to be big and spiritual, you know. And I said, can I hold signs with y'all? And they said, you're not of our bunch. You can't hold signs with us. So that put me a little bit on the offense. I said, are you sure you're safe? He said, what's that? I'm just telling you, everybody holding signs ain't legit. They didn't even know what signs. It's a dream.
Yeah.
But I mean, they didn't even know. But we got to get to them. We got to tell them that Jesus Christ came in this world to save sinners.
Yeah.
And he said, how's he do it? Hey, he went to a cross and shed his blood for sins. And the gift of God is that Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them. And they know not what they do. I didn't know what else they're doing.
No, that's right.
But Ephesians 4:32 says, even as God, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. David, old drunk, named Eddie Wayne, April 27, 1980. That's how I got in, amen.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake, Jesus pleaded for me, being beyond recognition, bleeding profusely. He said, Father, forgive them. They knew not what to do. God said, for your sake, I will. For Christ's sake, old Brother Eddie got forgiven.
Amen.
Jimmy. Hallelujah, I got in. I'm in the family of God now.
Amen.
You know, the Queen of England, she passed away, but still making a big deal about it. My Savior passed away. They're trying to bury him. And he rose up. He's alive forevermore. They'd like to raise her up. But they can't. But he raised himself up.
Yeah.
And listen, he didn't get up and say, well, I'm still in my sins.
Yeah.
So he got up for my justification.
Yeah.
Hey, when he got up, he said, Eddie, I just want you to know I conquered death and hell for you. I have shed my blood for you. Hey, you're redeemed by the blood. Hey, you're justified by my resurrection. I'm telling you, glory to God. I got it all at Calvary.
Amen.
I'm complete in Him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
Jimmy.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I kind of wish I could go through it again.
No.
Once done it, don't get me wrong. But it was so wonderful.
Yeah.
Brother Donnie said he went down there to Shoney's this morning. But Psalm 34, verse 8 says, oh, taste.
Yeah.
And see that the Lord is good. I had never tasted. I didn't know what I was missing out. I didn't know what I needed. I'm glad God knew what I needed.
Amen.
He didn't give up on me.
No, that's right.
Hey, he didn't just stop one time.
Amen.
He said, that Eddie,
yeah,
that's the stubbornest man I've ever seen in my life. He come out another time. Brother Jerry, I wouldn't answer that. We got caller ID now. I had knock ID.
Right.
I said, I ain't about to answer. I know who it is.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, there was a day when I was under conviction. I think he had something to do with it. So God, they saw him bring it repentance. I'd be repentant.
Right.
That day he come by. I said, come on in. I've been hoping he'd come back knock again. I didn't turn him down this time, Brother Ed. I said, come on in.
Yeah.
Hey, come on in.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh boy, that shit was good.
You're one of those whosoever.
I'm telling you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
I was one of them whosoever.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said this is the condemnation that came to the world.
Yeah.
And light is coming to the world.
Yes, Lord.
And men love darkness rather than light. I, that was me.
Yeah.
Neither come they to the light. That was me. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I had the wrong appetite.
Yeah.
And I was unwilling to come to the right one, but I had some help.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, God didn't leave me like I was. He come to where I was, got me cleaned up, got me saved, been blessed me ever since. But this message, it'll satisfy you. God told Moses, Exodus 17, verse 6, Brother Ed, a bunch of thirsty people out there, you know what God told him, Bonnie?
Yeah.
He said, Moses, I want you to go out there with your staff and I want you to smite a rock.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 tells us what kind of rock it was, Brother James.
Yeah.
It said that rock was Christ.
Yeah.
Now listen, he was smitten for me. I understand that. But only one time.
Yeah, that's right.
But Moses went out there, he smoked that rock. And I mean the rivers got out of the banks. We're talking about sufficiency. That second time in Numbers, God told Moses to go speak to the rock. See, after I got saved, Christ don't have to be crucified no more.
No, that's right.
I don't need to crucify him afresh.
Amen.
All I need to do is pray now.
Yeah.
God said, you go out there and you speak that rock and you get all the water you want.
Yeah.
Moses missed the message somehow.
Yeah.
He went out there and hit it twice. And God said, buddy, you ain't going in.
Yeah.
Now, don't worry about Moses now. He's on the Mount of Transfiguration. He's all right.
Yeah.
But he did make a big mistake. He's supposed to speak to the rock.
Yeah.
He's supposed to say, rock, we need some more of that water.
Yeah.
We're getting a little thirsty down here. That cross is pictured all through that Bible.
Yeah.
Christ was smitten for you and me.
Yes, he was.
And after we come in contact with him, get gloriously saved, get in the family of God, Brother Ed, all we got to do is ask for water.
Amen.
We say, Lord, I could use a little help today.
Yeah.
God said, help's on the way.
Yeah.
But I don't need to smite him no more.
No.
I want to serve him now.
Amen.
I want to walk before him in the beauty of holiness. I want to be a blessing now. That message of the cross, it's all through the Bible. God told him in Numbers chapter 20, verse 8, to speak to that rock. Numbers chapter 20, verse 11, he denied the sufficiency of the cross. And the cross was a finished work, John 19, 30. But Moses smote that rock that second time. God said, you ain't going in, buddy. I'm telling you, God, he's got a pretty good say in everything gets done down here. So keep that in mind. Don't get too high-minded, amen.
That's right.
But, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm glad I got in on the message of the cross. Like Donnie said, it was to the whosoever's.
Yeah,
everybody's not going to get saved. Everybody can, everybody should, but everybody's not going to.
That's right.
Like Brother Mark Priest, that guy said, I want to go to hell. That guy's got to figure out some way around the cross to get to hell.
That's right.
I'm not looking for a way around the cross.
No.
I'm glad I found my way to the cross.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad, praise God, there's a book up there, Brother Donnie.
Yes, brother.
I'm glad my name's in it.
Yeah.
I'm glad my sins are on the blood.
Yeah.
I'm glad when the roll call's given up in heaven, they'll call that
anyways on the books.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank God for a place called heaven. Thank God for a cross. Thank God for a Savior that came down here to give Himself for us, that through Him we might have eternal life.
Yes, Father.
The message of the cross. Let's not ever lose sight
Thank
of the cross.
Lord,
I know the day and hour we're living in, it's all, you know, all hype. Drama. Everybody, you know it. And you know, I text one finger, but these others, don't lose sight of the cross. I never want to forget what Jesus done for me.
Right.
A little girl got lost in a big city. And Patty, she's sitting down crying. People got around. What's the matter, honey? What's the matter? She said, I can't find my way home. They said, well, where do you live? She said, I don't know. We just moved here. They tried to help this little girl, Brother Danny. And they said, can you think of anything? She said, no, none. By that time, the police showed up. And they come over and they said, honey, well, we're trying to help you. You gotta help us. Can you tell us anything close to where you live? She said, I don't know. We just moved here. And all of a sudden, she lit up and grinned. She said, there's a big cross where I live at. She said, if you can just get me to the cross, I can get home.
Amen.
What a message from a little girl.
Yeah,
if you can just get me to the cross,
I
can get home. I'm glad I got to the cross, brother.
Woo!
And the simplicity of that little girl's statement, that's still true.
Yeah.
If you can just get me to the cross, I can get home.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for this message today. Lord, I hope it was a blessing to you. I hope it blessed your children. I hope those that listen to this message today will be stirred in their heart. I hope preachers will get back to preaching on the cross.
Yeah.
Oh my, I think we're losing sight of preaching on the cross. God, you said you chose the fools of preaching, and you said the preaching of the cross will save them that are lost. Help, Lord, I pray today. Bless, I pray today. In Jesus' precious name. Bless these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Jerry, please get us a verse of invitation of him. I done got big and hot up here. Didn't have time to get a drink of water. I'll get that later. But listen, don't lose sight of the cross. We got to get our family to the cross. The cross is the only bridge I know that makes it to heaven. All the rest of them are dead end. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, somebody said, took two boards, made a bridge to heaven. And he did. He was a carpenter. He could do it. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Number 105.
105. Hallelujah.